taking them glass. Woo-hoo-hoo!
Oh me, oh my. Look at that fish!
What's up, dude?
What's up?
Hang on. My audio just went dead for some reason. Hang on.
We are live, dude.
Let's see.
Live audio problems.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm the only one in here. It's my solo.
Yeah, I can't hear. I have no audio.
Well, you can hear me?
You can literally say anything you want, and I can't hear anything. This is worst case scenario. I have no idea how to respond.
You big-headed bitch.
I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, you big old big-ass head. Big old jughead ass. Well, we can hear you.
I can only imagine the names that you're calling me right now.
Big old head on him.
Big head.
Yeah, big head. That's it.
I don't know why it's doing this. I'm gonna have to leave and then come back.
All right. Go ahead.
You're gonna be by yourself for a second.
Bye. Live. We're live, dude, and showing it. Well, anyways, dude, I'm here all by myself. This is I'm on Lonely Island right now. And I don't have much to talk about. I'll just say that. I read a very interesting post from our friend Nick Nicrelli talking about how he doesn't want any promotion of products. And I kind of agree with him. I thought it was a good point. You know, like it's we're back. I was going off about Nick Nicrelli's Instagram post. Did you see that today?
No.
Yeah, he made some long post about how people are always, you know, promoting products and stuff like that, and just gets annoyed by it. It is a little annoying, honestly.
It's winter time though, dude. What else are you gonna do? You're gonna either go break up some ice or
go ice skating. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean the off season sucks, dude. We're in the doldrums.
We're in the winter. Right we're in now, the hell dude. Of complete deep winter right now, dude. It's brutal.
Oh my gosh, it's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got I have a $1,500 gift card to Outdoorsman.
How do you end up with these huge gift cards Outdoorsman? Is it the same person that gave that to you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
I like walked in there yesterday. I was just walking around the store, just looking. I was like, I don't really need anything. So I was just looking at like the different stuff, and I was like, G. Loomis rods were like $650. And I was just like, I couldn't do it. I'm even with a gift card, I'm cheap.
Maybe
ass.
You have a gift card. Who cares, dude?
I'm still a cheap ass, dude. I don't know.
Just go ball out, dude. Get that G. Loomis, bud.
My brother was like, you should just go buy a cowboy gun. like when we were little kids, dude. Yeah, like, you know, after Tombstone and stuff, we always wanted like to have like a cowboy gun. He's like, you should just go buy a cowboy gun, which isn't a terrible idea. But so why don't you tell the boys what you've been up to? How's Achigan going, and what's the deal with the new bait?
Yeah, well, I mean, we haven't had I guess I did a podcast of last time I went fishing, but
I know. I was going to ask you to talk about that, but I remembered you did a podcast.
Yeah, I mean, but that was it's worth talking about twice, especially since you had a chance to go with me and experience and then bailed, and then I ended up fishing by myself, which is, I mean, I risked my life, dude. I solo fished in the winter. I risked my life because you bailed on me and ended up having a triple digit day. So, you know,
the fishing
gods looked down upon me and they said, we will give you one today, bud.
Give you a dub. I forgot. I need to use my snowball. Can you hear me very well?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you fine. Yeah, dude, it was It was before it got cold. And I kind of looked at the forecast, which that's one of those things I feel like in the wintertime, you kind of have to play your warming trends or you're going to have a tough time. But yeah, I saw that it was just going to be cold, like really cold, for the foreseeable future. So I got out there. I mean, it wasn't warm. Like it was like, I think the high was like 34 or something like that for the day. So it wasn't like it was balmy, but it will, you know, it was right before it got like down in like the single digits. And, yeah, so I went out there and, you know, did the normal winter thing, and the flow was way up. So I could run the jet basically all the way down. I ran the jet all the way down to all of our kind of lower winter holes. So it was pretty nice for once. Like, when's the last time we've been on that river and just like not been puckered up the whole time? Like, when's the last time that's happened?
It's been a minute.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, it's been so low that like you almost can't even run the jet. We went out too. We actually had a pretty good day. What we probably caught 50 fish that day. Now, they weren't exactly quality fish.
Right.
But we caught a ton of fish in the sewage. Dude, we were sewage fishing, dude.
Yeah,
straight up,
straight out of the poop chute.
Which I actually thought about that. That would be a place to go right now.
I don't think you can get on it right now. The White River is pretty icy.
We can bust it up. That stealth craft is meant to bust ice, dude.
Ice craft, more like. I mean, for sure. I'm horny as hell to get out there, so we need to do it.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna be able to do this weekend because I gotta make baits. Starting to get into crunch time, bud.
Okay, yeah, that brings us back. What's going on with your bait? Every night I call Josh, you know, maybe like, you know, two or three times a week just to say hello and whatever. Every time I've called him in the last like 3 or 4 weeks, he's just been pouring bait.
I'm not really
Josh Bait Factory Shrink.
Well, to be honest with you, it's been a lot less pouring bait and a lot more trying to make as many molds as we can so we can pour baits. So I think we got that figured out with a little help from some fellow bait makers that reached out and were giving us some advice. And yeah, I think we got her done. It's now we're basically getting ready to start pouring baits like for real, like actual manufacturing them. Cause you have to have a certain amount of molds before it really even makes sense to pour a set of baits. So yeah, it's what I've been doing. And it's like one of those things where I feel like we'll look back on this in like 10 years and laugh about how like, just we had no idea what we were doing. The baits will be great, but just the system in which you pour them and it's typical, dude. Typical, like just last minute. We got looking at the calendar every day, and I'm like, it's one less day we have until D-Day. So
D-Day? What's the our day? When are they actually going to be available for Perkis?
The Columbus show, which I fully expect you to show up at, and if you don't, I'm going to razz you for such a long time, dude.
I won't be there.
Going to be so mad if you don't at least come for a day.
I'm not going. I won't be there. Don't count on seeing me. I won't.
So it's February 7th through the 9th is the like dates of the show. So it's like a Friday.
Nothing sounds better than going to Columbus, Ohio on February 7th.
Well, I will say this, dude. That show is going to be off the chain, dude. There's going to be so many people there, and we're going to have a little after party. It's going to be very fun. We got an Airbnb. You got a spot for an air mattress. You can roll up in there and stay the night if you want.
You're selling it,
dude.
So, are you talking about like Columbus, Ohio in February? Strangers to whom I'll have to talk to. Sleeping on an air mattress.
Yeah, that sounds like. Did you not go to my 40th birthday party, dude? That's our idea of fun now. I don't know if you don't realize this, but that is fun to us. Is, you know,
just having an opportunity to get together and talk about pussy, dude, and beef jerky.
that was the story time during that. So old man-ish. I was sitting there listening to guys tell stories, and I was like, dude, this is what my dad used to do when I was a kid. And I would be sitting around being like, why do they like telling stories so much? Just relishing in all their younger days. Dude.
I got forced into telling one of my best deer hunting stories, which was an amazing.
I don't think you should tell that on the podcast.
An amazing feat. I'm not going to tell it. It was fun. Yeah, it was a good time. I mean, you definitely feel middle age pretty hard when you like are going to your friend's party, and instead of packing your cooler with beer, you put like seltzers, like just tons of seltzers in there.
We were just slamming waters, dude.
Was slamming waters. Just like, I had a koozie for my water.
Gotta stay hydrated, dude. We gotta stay hydrated. Yeah. I mean, I'm low carbonate.
it was like. There was a keg of beer there and a cooler filled with seltzers. People were slamming seltzers. They were like, who brought the seltzers? Who brought the LaCroix?
I'm not kidding you. That keg was like at least 3/4 full when I took it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I tried a little bit of it, but the seltzers, but on the other hand, I brought 20 seltzers in that cooler. 0 left with about 2 hours to go in the party. They got consumed.
Yeah. Well, it was fun though. It was a nice.
Yeah, you're 40, dude. By the way, listeners, this
I'm almost dead, dude.
This is a 40-year-old man sitting in front of you. A man with 40 years of experience in this world.
40-year-old Thunder Rod, dude. Just straight up.
That's amazing. I'm glad you're still thundered up. Hey, do you have your birthday present somewhere?
It's in my car. I don't want to go get it. You know what? I might go get it because my car's
very jealous about that. That's a pretty awesome gift. Did Katie buy that for you?
It's pretty cool. Yeah, she surprised me with it. No,
she killed.
No help. No nothing. Yeah, it was late to get there. Like it came yesterday. It actually. It's for those who don't know. It's a Matt Stockton custom painted Yeti, which is sick. It's got a small mouth on it, and apparently I'd ordered some stuff from him before, and he just like used my same address and shipped it to my old house. So Katie had to like go intercept it at our old address, and I got it today, so I'm pretty pumped about it. Or got last night anyways. So
yeah, you should go get it. As soon as we let Derek on here, you should go get it. Show the boys.
Yeah, Derek's supposed to be coming on anytime. Who knows, dude? Who knows with that guy? Let's see if he shows up. He's got 1 minute or he's late. And then we also have another guest coming on at 9:30. Had some pretty cool stuff happening in the Indiana smallmouth world. For those who may not be aware, the once defunct Indiana Smallmouth Alliance has now sort of rematerialized. I don't know if that's the right word for that, but the band has gotten back together.
There we go.
And sort of similar group, but like a lot of new leadership, and they've been working on some pretty important stuff. And we had a win, the first, I think, true like Indiana Smallmouth Alliance win that we're pretty excited about. It's something, you know, Chris and I were involved from the beginning on the like kind of when the whole reboot of the thing came, but we didn't, other than kind of helping out initially, didn't really have anything to do with this particular effort. But the guys that did are, you know, we fully salute them. Full
We'll see what Bryce has to say about it. I mean, I'm withholding judgment on it. So
let's not rain on that parade, Chris. This isn't the time. We gotta win, dude.
Sure.
I like it. I think it's a good win. It may not be a libertarian win. I don't know if you're conflicted with your political views, but I feel like it's a win. I like it.
Yeah. So. I mean, I love the government telling me what I can and can't do.
Oh, okay. Shut up, dude.
That's what I'm about. I'm about Big Brother, dude. We'll see what he has to say about it. I'm interested to hear. I'm interested to be educated. Let's just put it that way. I don't know much about what they've been up to. I'm also interested just to hear what they're doing.
On our chat, Ricky Vaughn. I think we can show this.
Yeah. Yo, Rick.
Is this any relation to Chris Vaughn? No, it's spelled different. Ricky Vaughn asks.
Ricky Vaughn is, I'm pretty sure, not really his name. I'm pretty sure. Isn't Ricky Vaughn the name of Wild Thing from Major League?
If it is, I didn't know.
Yeah, I think but it is.
It could be, possibly. Anyways, he asked if the baits were going to be available online. Eventually, yes, not initially. So we're going to have hopefully 100 of the 2-packs available at the show, and that's going to be our initial drop. And after that, then we're going to take a deep breath of this rat race of bait making and probably make some just kind of as we get time. So,
gotcha.
I was 99 in Little League. Most definitely my real name. Swing and a miss there, bud.
I like how you kept that on the baseball theme. Yeah. All right. Well,
DB's like he's pulling a DB, dude. I guess it's only 918.
Full flake.
Yeah, but I see Bryce backstage, so let's pull him
pull Bryce in.
Let's talk to Bryce and see what's going on. What's up, Bryce?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Look who it is.
Dude, is that Chad Miller 20 years ago, dude?
Oh, man. I don't know. Don't put that on me.
Oh, man, that's good. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I was in Chad's boat not too long ago, and we joked about the long hair, like him and Stone and I. We could start a band, throw George in there, too. We got the look, yeah, anyway.
You call it the Rowers. Chad Miller and the Rowers.
Still like workshopping that. It. Yep.
Yeah. Well, very good. Are you? So we have joining the podcast the Indiana Smallmouth Alliance secretary, the secretary of the Smallmouth, Bryce Glendinning. What's up, man? Are you? So your duties as secretary. Does that entail keeping notes?
That's it, man.
Minutes? You have to bring donuts. What are you up to?
We always meet on Zoom, so there's no donuts. Yeah, I'm a glorified note taker, and then whatever other duties. But I've been busy on some other stuff too. So
true or false? The Indiana Smallmouth Alliance is a 501c3 not-for-profit
that is capable of taking.
Tax deductible donations.
Yep. Yeah, we can take donations. We thank you again for that. That's been a huge help for us. And just, yeah, knowing that as the time comes, we can gather some funds to really do something important. So we really appreciate your work on that. And happy to do it.
And I think if you want to donate to Smallmouth, you should look up the Indiana Smallmouth Alliance guys and give him some of your money to keep it out of Uncle Sam's pot. So anyways, so we wanted to have you on because obviously the new Senate bill that just got passed. Why don't you kind of tell the folks what's been going on with that and where you guys are at with it in the process now?
Okay, so yeah, it passed committee this week, so it still has to go before the full Senate and the House. So it's kind of in an in-between phase where I think they may be tweaking it slightly, clarifying a little bit of the language. But this week, yeah, we went before the committee, got to make a case for the bill as it was originally written. And that was an interesting process because, you know, you take that bill in there and they're all legislators. They don't really know what's going on. So you kind of had to teach them. Chad delivered a passionate testimony on the issue, and then I was able to testify. But we did get it through seven votes yay, one vote nay, and he was a close one. So I think that was good success to start off, but still have to make it through the full Senate and the full House before that's an official law. But
and then Governor Braun has to sign off on it, right?
Yep.
Well, that's interesting. So it's still kind of in the early phase. When do you guys expect it to go to the full Senate?
I don't know the date on that. I talked to Senator Deary after the meeting, and I think early March would be the House hearing. So that's when we'll show up again. But so really coming up quickly. So,
I mean, and what exactly does the bill purport to do as it stands or as it's formed now?
Okay, so I'll start at the beginning. I know you guys have hit on this in in some of your earlier episodes, but it's good to make people aware of what's actually happening. So there's an issue that's come up the last, say, 3 to 5 years where, let's just say, a particular people have taken to enjoying their fun on the river with cast nets, and they're using them to catch essentially anything they can, and keeping all of the fish of a variety of species and eating them generally on the shore, but they also fill coolers up and take them home. And, you know, that's they're all generally first generation immigrants, and that's normal where they come from. So they're kind of not up to speed on how we handle our resources and how we tend to use them and look at them in a more sustainable way. So that's kind of, I've seen it on a lot of creeks. I think I've seen it personally on 4, but I've talked to a lot of guys and it's happening statewide. I heard some reports this week down on the Whitewater, and I've heard up in Marion on the Mississinewa that it's happening. So it's kind of everywhere. But right. The problem with it is, so those guys walk in and they get in a little creek like the ones we have around home you guys are aware of, and they can throw that net in a run and literally catch every fish in the school, and that's what they're doing. And they take all of them and they eat them, and doesn't really matter that they're not game fish. So it's mostly what we would call, as anglers, we would refer to them as a rough fish. I think the bill defines them as minnow. That's how they're characterized in the legislature. But so that's a major problem, right? Because smallmouth eat them, but even more so because those are kind of vital pieces of the ecosystem and the food chain and all that. And so it's having a seriously negative impact on our creeks as a whole, not just for smallmouth. So that's the background on it. The bill, so we had to kind of finagle this issue a little bit because there are plenty of folks out there that have been using a net to catch bait for their entire life and then taking the minnows they catch, putting them on a hook, and then going after catfish or bass or crappie, bluegill, walleye, you name it. And so we wanted to make sure that those folks could still do it. So the bill is written, kind of says you can't use a cast net, a seine, or a minnow trap unless you meet a certain set of criteria. One of those is that you need to have another method of fishing with you on your person while you're doing the netting. Another one, and I'm not citing the exact language, so I'd encourage you to look the bill up. Another one is that you can't take them for consumption. None of those fish caught by net can be eaten under any circumstance. And then an additional part of it was that you can't transport them. And that serves a couple purposes. One is, you know, the CO shows up to sit and sees the folks netting, and they can say, well, we're taking all these fish, we're going to go catch catfish on a different river, and knowing full well that they're lying to them, there'd be nothing he could do. So we made not being allowed to transport any minnows captured by net, you know, able to be transported, just to solve that problem. It also kind of helps address another issue, which the bill didn't set out for, but with some of the invasive species, I think guys moving fish from one stream to another, especially if they're keeping them alive, it's just not wise. So kind of solves both things on that front. And I think
that's definitely been something that Josh and I have you know, in the course of the podcast, you know, as inconsistent as it's been, one of the things that we've kind of, you know, looked at in the past couple of years is like hybridization and, you know, like, you know, essentially breeding out pure strains of native fish. And that ends up in a lot of ways being a bigger threat to the ecosystem than, you know, over harvesting, netting, you know, stuff like that. So I do think that that's an important aspect of the bill, is not, you know, being unable to transport fish that you've netted at all. So
yeah, that I'm thankful that that issue is 700 miles away at the moment, but it'll be here eventually. So
Well, very good. So other than this one particular, Josh, anything else that you have any questions about that or anything?
No, I don't think so, man.
Any other major like stuff going on with the Smallmouth Alliance guys? Any events or anything else that you want to kind of put out there?
Yeah, I don't have any dates for events other than the fly show this weekend. So we'll be up at Hoosier Heartland Fly Fishing Festival in Lebanon. We'll have a booth there. So if you want to donate, we can come. You can come up to that and we'll help you, or just meet us, figure out who we are. I think we're donating a fly box, and we'll have some giveaways up there too. But we did a camp and fish last year. That was fairly successful. We'll do that again this year. We did a couple in-person meetings, just kind of, again, hear from folks, get to know, give them an opportunity to get to know us. And I think we'll do a couple of those this year. Maybe one of them will be a cookout this summer. But nothing official on the books. There's we are starting, so in conjunction with this bill, a project to, so say the bill gets passed, one of the things that's going to need to change is right now there's nothing to inform folks when they show up to an access site what the regulation is. So we're, if anybody out there wants to help us put together a good pictogram sign that we could install, that would be awesome. But we're working on that. Probably put three languages, something simple on there.
Which three? Just out of
So I would say Spanish, whatever they speak in Myanmar, and then
Japanese, English. Dude.
Yeah, yeah. No, haven't seen much of that, but yeah.
Hey, Bryce, what would you think about if a Cheegan basically donated all those signs and like put a little our logo on there? Do you think that would be something you guys would be interested in?
Sounds like a partnership in the making. Yeah, let's make it happen, man.
Yeah, I think that would be good. And we can,
I was gonna try and do it on behalf of my law firm, but sure, go ahead, Josh.
we can co-sponsor it. So
no, that's exciting, man. I mean, I do think that signage is, are you guys are going to include something not just about the netting, I'm assuming, but like, you know, hey, smallmouth take this long to get this big.
Yep. So don't kill me. Yeah, Jacob Thompson, who's over on Sugar Creek, he's working on some Free the Fighter signs. We've kind of hit a little bit of an issue there with the DNR. They're not super willing to give us permission on that, so we're kind of working through it. But we definitely want to get just general educational signs out there, because folks, you know, if they don't listen to Smalley Talk, they don't know it takes a 20 inch or 10 years to get that big. So
just be careful about Free the Fighter. I'm pretty sure Josh owns Free the Fighter, so
we own the domain. But yeah, I might send a cease and desist. Chris, you want to draft that up for me, bud? So how can people support the efforts? I know you talked about contacting your senator. Is that kind of what you guys are asking people to do?
Yeah, that's the number one thing you can do right now. Like the senators that we got in front of are super supportive, but you know, there's a whole bunch more that are going to be voting on the bill. So call them up, send them an email, let them know Senate Bill 121 that you want to see it passed. And it's time to make some noise. We've been working in the background on it for a minute, but we need you guys now.
Let's do it. Web Boy Nation, let's come through. It doesn't matter what state you're from. Just find a Indiana senator I guess it'd be every state, but, or is that just, no, it's just the Indiana Senate. So yeah, just find an senator and just email them, spam them, dude. Just send as many emails as you can. Just sign it from Wet Boy Nation. If you do that, we'll definitely get her passed.
Please don't sign it up. Please
don't. There goes the cause.
But,
absolute flames right now.
Yeah. We can't joke about that because people will actually do it. So please do not sign
That is the crowd that would do it. Yeah, there's some audacity there. So.
No, that's exciting stuff, man. That's good.
Even if you're from out of state, I think you – if you come here and fish, you got the right to call some legislators and let them know, because it matters to you too. So, and then, we'll take donations. We need to get that sign project rolling so that we're
ready. Are you guys like taking donations on your website, or what are you?
Yep. It'll all be through the website. I've sent a couple links out on our social media that take you back to the website. I think it works through PayPal, maybe Squarespace, but it's all on IndianaSmallmouthAlliance.org. You can, pretty easy to navigate. We haven't cluttered that thing up yet. So click donate and send us some help.
And I'm assuming that you guys, like at the end of the year, will send out like receipts for tax purposes and
absolutely
stuff like that.
Yeah, they are tax-free donations. So you will get an invoice for that and be able to claim it on your taxes this year.
Very good.
Have you been fishing at all, Bryce, this morning?
Man, well, not the last 2 weeks, but I did get out a bit in December. The last day I fished was with Chad, and that was a good day. Kind of had nothing like the day you had up there, but still pretty solid. So,
I mean, the day I had was good, but I've definitely had better, especially size. But man, I feel like this time of year, if you catch, 15, 20 fish, dude, that's like what you need to kind of like keep you going. So,
scratch the itch, man. Yeah.
Unfortunately, Chris hasn't done that. He had an opportunity to, and he just,
I went the end of December.
I know. Oh, you're right. We did do some sewage fishing here. You're right.
So. I've also went on Tippy.
Oh yeah. We did. We went, have we talked about that since the last time?
I don't think so.
We had a pretty good day. It wasn't like, it was kind of a weird, dude, I will say this winter, unlike probably the last 4 years, this is going to feel like a normal spring, finally. Like, I feel like the past 4 years, it's been like water temps weren't in the 30s until like the end of January. And we finally had like consistently cold weather. You know, the precipitation is there. I don't know, depends on how much more we get, but man, I'm looking forward to like just a normal, pre-spawn, like, not feeling like, cause when we went, dude, it was like, it felt like more like late fall than it did winter. So it finally like fell off a cliff, and the water temperatures have been down really low for a while. So I think those fish will, that will hopefully make for a better spring. Cause there was like, the last few years, I feel like there was just like no definitive transition. It was almost like, well, I guess it's time for spring, but like the water never really got cold. So, it was like this weird, prediction of when those fish would kind of start doing their spring thing. So I'm hoping this year it's a little bit more predictable. So
for sure. Well, let's, Derek's backstage right now. So we should let him in. He just texted me and said, I'm backstage and my heart rate is sky high right now. The anticipation's killing it. Get him in.
What's
here.
Up, dude?
Uh-oh, he's muted.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Derek.
Oh, there he is, dude. He choked. This whole situation screwed from the jump.
Oh, there he goes. Man. You got him.
Hey, I like that fine china.
Oh god,
where's that 360 camera, bro?
I got it right here, man. I was trying to use it. I couldn't figure out how to get the
pretty
views
cool.
going.
I was pretty neat. I watched your video on it today. Pretty cool.
Oh, thanks for watching, dude.
Yeah, you're welcome. Very cool.
How you doing, Bryce?
I'm good, man. How have you been?
Good to see you. Yeah, pretty good. I haven't seen you at Kroger. I think I saw you the other day at Kroger, actually.
I know. Yep.
Maybe.
Aliens.
Yeah, that's right.
Usually we're guys our age, we do this. We see each other socially, just Kroger, Meijer. Those are the hot spots, dude. Applebee's every once in a while, Chili's.
Did you guys jock nod at one another when you saw each other?
The only two guys with small mouth apparel at the grocery store.
I wasn't sure it was him. That long hair made take over.
I do feel like you're going for a completely different look right now, Bryce. Yeah. You're very much like Forrest Gump, like 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks into his cross country job.
I'm kind of tired. I think I'll go home now.
dude, Bryce, honestly, dude, I would be disappointed if I didn't. If I see you with conventional stuff, because that's you're going full fly, dude. Yeah. That's like Patagonia jacket, not shaving, your long hair. You got the
He's pipe, even got a pipe. Dude,
that's oh my great. God.
That's where did that big come fly from? Guy if I've ever seen.
That was, oh my God. Oh, it's ready to go.
Are you smoking indoors?
Yeah, I'm in the garage, man. This is my little hideout. So yeah.
Hey, let's see that cool. vice, dude. I know that fly tying vice is right next to you. Scoot it over, dude.
Oh, man.
I knew it.
Dude, that's sick as hell. Don't be jealous.
I'm a complete nerd. Yeah. Nah,
what's in that pipe, Bryce?
That's not nerdy at all. That's cool.
Just some I can't remember the brand. Just a breakfast blend. My hours are a little off, but yeah. Yeah.
Breakfast.
Dang, dude. That is Chad Miller 20 years ago, bro.
You guys sound jealous as hell right now, dude.
A little bit. I'm gonna be honest.
I did catch a few in November with the fly rod, but I sat it down, man. I got tired of getting whooped. So
it's pretty tough. It's tough hard. Out there with a fly rod right now, for sure.
If we had some flow, it'd be different, I think. But it was low and clear. It just killed me.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for March to roll around. Oh, we're my God. 60 days away.
The first, just like the first day when you go out and they're just like hammering, moving stuff. Like that's got to be. When you like map out your year of all the good things, even if you know if your birthday, you have a child, maybe see one of your children get married, that's got to be like top three, right?
Yeah, it is.
We're sick, man.
Yeah, it is. It's bad. It's a very. It's a mortal case of Bass Burgers for sure.
Dude, well, I found myself like I had one trip. Again, it was yet another trip that Chris declined an invite, and I ended up on Sugar on a solo float like early spring, and it was like, you know, one of the better days I've had on Sugar, period. But like it was just the way they were eating. I was throwing a mag draft. The way they're eating it, dude, I like just randomly will just throughout the day, I'll just be like, damn, that was a good day. like, dude, those days are just.
It's always the days that I'm not there. You notice that? I think it's complete bullshit.
What was the best day me and you had? We didn't fish a ton together this year. What was the best day you and I had together? Probably the day that
before we got up there on Menominee was allegedly the best day ever,
buddy. Oh my God, that was crazy, dude.
People just keep leaving earlier and earlier for those trips, man.
I know.
I'm doing full weeks, dude. I'm not gonna do this like 4 day crap. Like I'm going up 7 days. I'm taking.
Josh is leaving tomorrow. He's leaving tomorrow.
I'll meet you guys out. Out
so what's the like the consensus? I know during my party we were talking about we originally talked about Susquehanna because we haven't done that on that trip. I see Harshman's on here, so we're gonna come invade his waters possibly. Or we had talked about doing the Boundary Waters or Quetico. So Derek, what's your percentage of being able to do that this season?
Oh, very, very low, dude. Very really? Low for the Boundary water. Yeah.
Could you do Susquehanna, though? Would that be?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think so. I think I could pull that off.
Yeah. The Boundary Waters would be tough just because it's like a dedicated, you got to take a full week plus to go do
Yeah,
that.
You guys know how me and my vacation. how that goes.
Unlimited.
Just unlimited, dude. Pull the vacation glitch, dude. Just pull that out again.
Check this out, dude.
Have you ever told that story on the podcast?
Never on the podcast, but it's a kind of a long, drawn out thing.
There's really not much to it other than you literally just kept taking vacation and not reporting it. And then he's like, well, they just keep letting me take it. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh yeah, you were supposed to report that to HR.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Jared's like, chill. Ah, who's
see
that
picture? What's that? I can see in the background, but I don't.
That's me and Bryce, dude.
Oh yeah.
Ah, you guys are. Where'd you guys
He's
go?
Like, I don't remember that. I ran into him. Yeah, it was on Big Walnut Creek a couple years ago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you were fly fishing, Lucia? If I recall.
Yeah, yeah, I did. I had the fly rod, getting snagging trees.
just shadow casting the whole time.
Oh yeah.
If I remember right, you were also packing. I was pretty nervous just to even talk to you.
Yeah, I've been known to pack.
I get nervous every time I'm around Derek. So it's the same feeling.
It's like I didn't know it was that serious, but yeah.
Oh, there we go. Yep.
Look at the change.
Oh full my beard. God!
You guys were. I think Bryce never left the river, dude, from that day. Just never left. Just lived Riverside.
You guys could be brothers, I swear.
We might be, dude. Man.
Your mustache put me to so much shame, I had to just grow the rest of it.
I don't know about that, man. Pretty wispy.
Like, what do you mean? What do you mean by that?
I think, I'm pretty sure somebody called to report us. Look at that mess, man.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, just like the landowners were like, I don't know what they're up to, dude.
Keep your kids out of the river, guys.
There's a Big school Wally, bus dude. Stop right here.
I haven't been to Big Wally in a while. That's a it hasn't had any water in it, dude. It's been a little trickle.
It's been little walnut for the last few years.
Yeah, it has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually saw an article because you guys fish out there quite a bit. I saw an article a while back. I think it was an older article, but it was about some kid that caught like a 40 some inch muskie out of Big Walnut. Did you guys see that?
I did. It came from
holy cow.
Glenn Flint, maybe. It came from one of the little lakes out there in the county. They had stocked him in at some point, I think. That's the suspicion. But yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like you just get those every great once in a while where you'll just like somebody will stick a big muskie like on White River or Eagle Creek or wherever. It's I was
or an 8-pound smallmouth on Monroe, you know. What the hell, dude? How I don't think I ever talked to Bryce about that. What was your reaction, Bryce, when you saw that? Were you just like, what in
I
the
mean
world?
I was, yeah, it's complete shock, right? Like, how does that fish even exist? But, you know, those lakes, they've got a few of them in there, and I don't think they live like the largemouth, so they don't see a lot of pressure. So he just, it was Rex, right? Perfect storm. He hit that fish when it was up shallow, and I don't know. That thing was a freak, man.
Yeah, pretty wild.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I have, like, these, like, very unrealistic dreams that I was gonna catch a state record out of the tippy. Not anymore, because there is no 8-pound fish in there. Like I don't think on its best day none of those fish are going 8 pounds. Just too much. They're just working too hard to get that fat.
I think our best shot is to learn like the lower Lake Michigan part that's in Indiana. I think that's your best shot.
Probably, but I feel like that probably gets fished quite a bit.
I don't know.
You don't ever hear of like big fish coming out of there. At least I don't. Like, I don't know.
Cataract Lake. For sure, dude.
I mean, honestly, Monroe. I have no desire to go to Monroe and smallmouth fish, but like, if there's one there, there's probably more big ones. So, like, Now, if you learned how to fish for smallmouth there, it probably wouldn't, you probably wouldn't have that much competition. And you just really, I mean, the way you fish for those there, just you get lives.
Cast net.
Oh, not anymore. Easy, dude. They'll come get you, dude. A true or false, the Indiana Smallmouth Alliance is putting together a police force of its own.
That's right. Derek and I are starting off. I'll go back to the stash for it.
Yeah.
Shrinko's got
you're under arrest.
We'll recruit him.
Shrinko, yeah, the Shrinko boys can definitely pull off a good stash.
Yeah, man.
Mine is too.
I feel pretty pedophilia whenever I get.
I think you look pretty good on you, actually.
Every once in a while, I had one from our trip in May all the way until like October. I kept it, and like there was certain points where I was like, "Yeah, hey, I look pretty good today." You know, got the right amount of stubble. You know, and the breaking point for me was there was this Zoom call that I was on, and it was my mustache was very full that day, and I just trimmed everything around, so it was like popping. And we got on the thing, and I turned my camera on, and immediately there was these two little bastards on this call, and I saw them start snickering, and they were texting each other, and I know they were talking about my mustache. That was it. Man. That's all it took. I had just like I had shaved this off. I can't take it.
They were actually just texting about your giant head.
did you ever notice when you had the mustache, the only compliments you ever got were from other dudes?
Yeah, never a chick. Like, oh, that's good on you, including my wife. Not one time.
I don't know if there's anything I've ever done that's gotten me a lot of compliments from women. So,
good boy.
Your skin is so fair.
What's Merlin Hammer saying? He said there's a spot on Monroe where almost all smallies live.
Ooh. Hey, Merlin, let's go out, bud. Let's go do it.
Show us the spot.
I will say that I wonder what the biggest smallmouth on the tippy would be. Because I know there's been reported 23 inches caught at the right time. I feel like that fish I caught last year at the right time would probably be over 6. But yeah, I mean, what the state record before was like 7-something, so I was kind of like, maybe, you know.
I think it was like 7-11 before.
Was it? I thought it was like 7-3, maybe not.
Yeah, it might have been. I don't know, but either way, it got completely destroyed, and I feel like it is like enough out of reach now. So, absent electroshock or cast net, I do think it's out of reach.
Yeah, you never
can't even use it. Can't even use a minnow saying anymore. Thanks a lot. Yeah,
no. Thanks a lot, Obama.
Well, you guys have anything else? I definitely want to.
DB, have you been pouring baits with these boys? Or are you kind of just doing your?
Did you say what'd you say?
Pouring baits.
he's coming over tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's just a distance thing, dude. I live so far away, man. It sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
yeah, for sure, man.
Get over there tomorrow. We'll pour some baits.
Bryce, what side of town do you live on?
I'm in Danville. Derek and I probably live a mile apart.
I know you live in Danville, but it's so weird.
By the hospital.
Your address on the pod, dude.
Not doing that.
Bless you.
I've made the mistake of putting my addresses out there for everybody to see. It's not good. I once found something hanging on my doorknob
from
a listener that showed up to my house in person and hung it on my doorknob. It's quite disturbing.
Was it bodily fluid?
No, it wasn't the item that was disturbing. It was just the fact that like nobody said anything to me. They just like found my house and put it there, and I was just,
to this day you still have no idea.
Oh, I know who it was. Yeah.
Oh,
I know who it was, but I mean, it was very good intentions, but yeah. No, Bryce, I'll have to get you some of the baits. And honestly, man, if you, I don't know, if you ever find yourself on the south side at all, you should swing by the office and I'll get you some INSA stuff to give away and that sort of thing. So
right on. Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, maybe we'll do some limited colors of that bait and you guys can auction them off or do something like that.
You guys should do a smallmouth color of the bait. Boom.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I will say this about the bait thing. What's fun. It is like, it's like adult arts and crafts. 100%. It's takes me back to kindergarten, mixing colors and like putting, it's like, I mean, it's, you guys get the same thing from your, you know, very cool fly tying that you do. So it is very much like that.
This is Josh though. Like Josh is such a stubborn ass, like born contrarian. Okay. Like I tried to get the guy into fly fishing. And he's like, no. And fly tying is arts and crafts and it's very, very gay. And what does he do? He like goes and starts like a conventional gear arts and crafts. But so he won't do small, he won't do fly fishing, but he's like, I'll just do all of the same stuff. But you won't get the satisfaction of me buying into fly fishing. That's
just go all in.
That's what we're dealing with. That's like when we fish together, like I'll be just absolutely hammering them. Be like, yeah, yep. they're on this.
Nope.
Like, I'll fish with like basically the same thing. But I'll have to like do something different about it so that it's my own deal.
Dude, there's been so many funny times with Chris, man. I remember like the first when the Whopper Plopper came out and I didn't fish it for a while. And I didn't have, probably somewhat because of my contrarian nature. I just like, I was like, nah, I'm not going to do it. Well,
I'll do a buzz bait. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. I started throwing the Whopper Plopper and I was like, oh my God, this thing, like these fish. And it was only the first couple years I threw it. It was the how violent they were hitting it. It was kind of crazy. But I remember I was like all jazzed up about it. And like, we don't do this very often, but we used to do it all the time. We would go on wades together. And Chris would bring his fly rod, yeah. And I would bring my conventional rod. And it's, you know, somewhat of a delicate balance, of like letting the other guy have the front and then you get the front or whatever. And then a lot of times you'll end up kind of side by side. And like, we were like side by side and I was chucking this Whopper Plopper, dude. It's like churning up the water. Chris can cast like 15 feet because it's windy out with his fly rod. And dude, I'm just hammering him.
We are like both side by side in the river, okay, and he's casting like 130 feet across both sides, and I'm, you know, just like 30 feet with a little popper, just like
the fish is right under the popper, and just
I mean, zooms on 20 feet there were foam bubbles like still in every direction of like on, behind every piece of cover.
It was so bad that the particular trip I'm thinking of, you turned around and walked back like a mile to go get your string rod out of the car.
Yeah, I did because I was like,
screw this.
I got no friend. Like the water's destroyed. It was. The equivalent of like a four-wheeler rolling through the river in front of you.
Do you remember that time? This is another Whopper Plopper story. We were on the Muskegon on one of our trips.
Yes.
And we were in kayaks. And this is around that same time. Like I only had like three Whopper Ploppers in my box because I had like just started fishing with them and I was torching them on it. And I was catching like fish after fish after fish. And Chris is struggling. He's like, hey, dude, do you have another one of those? And I was like, I only have like three, but you're more than welcome to one. So I like grabbed it on my box and threw it to him. And he takes this thing and chucks it, and it breaks off. It just flies into the woods.
It was like casting a bait caster. You know how sometimes like a whiplash? It whiplashed and this thing just goes, I mean, it sailed 200 feet up into the darkest part of the woods. I was like, first cast. So then I just had to watch Josh right in front of me, maneuvering around right in front of me.
Just... I don't know why you guys don't wade together anymore.
Yeah, right. Dude, when that bait came out, I was like, I was fly fishing all the time at that point. So like when it first came out, the first time Josh fished with it, I was like, what is that thing? It's so loud. And then the fish started eating it. And I was like, this thing, I mean, it was like a crazy bait. Like when